We are checking in again with Robert Pearson, the director of the Norfolk County RSVP program. Happy New Year, Robert.
Happy New Year to you as well, Joe. Thanks for having me back on. It's always good to see you and put out the word about our programs to your audience.
Oh, we appreciate you reaching out this time. It's our pleasure. I know that a lot of folks benefit both from volunteer opportunities and also from the services that you provide right here in Quincy.
Thank you. Quincy is our biggest area of volunteering because of the sheer size of the city. So you are our go-to person to get the word out.
Well, we're happy to be that for you. How were the holidays for the program? I know you had a lot of different opportunities through the RSVP program over the holidays.
Yeah, well, it was joyful busyness. I'd say that the we were really wowed by the response to our holiday drive for active duty military. We've been doing this every year. This is our fourth year of collecting. And we have had this year five different pickup sites around the county and have put out the word through you, through other cable stations, through newspapers. And we've had the biggest success we've ever had. We haven't finished the full count, but we will certainly hit over double what we had last year. I expect about 6,000 personal care items have been donated, especially during this time of the pandemic. On one level, it makes sense that people are banding together to do good during this time, have a lot more compassion. So I've been getting my exercise, carrying loads of stuff back to the office. Chris, our volunteer coordinator, has been doing most of the count. Candy's the big winner. We must have about 580 candy bars that we've collected. And we are going to be doing a caravan at the end of the month, bringing all these items in three SUVs down to Cape Cod Cares for our troops, where they will package these along with some letters. We've collected some letters of support to our active duty military, and they'll ship them out. So that's been gratifying.
That's wonderful. It's so ironic that, you know, the need has always been there, but now I guess during this time when people are paying more attention, they're being more generous.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's a winner of a program. So many people feel good, and we actively have our social media volunteer, Ginger, who's been also posting photos that I've taken or that have been sent to me of people donating from one of the centers. There's been a Boy Scout family, the father's like a troop leader and their kids. Because of the pandemic, people that come to my office in Dedham, they need to set up an appointment where I meet them downstairs. And, you know, I think about 20, 25 people have come with donations to say, hey, can we thank you on Facebook? You know, we'll see Joe Catalano from Quincy, you know, has donated these items. Thanks so much. And it's really increased our Facebook visibility with so much of that sharing. And Ginger's been posting every day. So, and those of you that haven't checked our Facebook page, please do just Google Norfolk County RSVP Facebook. And if you don't know how to do Facebook, well, I will speak to you a little bit later about a program that will help you learn it.
Yes, the RSVP program is really going cutting edge here in 2021, embracing electronic media big time.
Right. The other effort that we had was a volunteer recognition effort. Because of the because of COVID, we couldn't have our usual yearly 200 person event at Lantana's. So we were busy elves packaging a care package with a supermarket $20 gift card, cotton face masks, an RSVP notebook with pen, a delicious large chocolate bar, hand sanitizer. I mean, I'm really not expressing these in the order they should be expressed. I'm interspersing. But they were well received, big surprises for people. And again, it's gratifying during holiday time to one way or another share good cheer, share gratitude, help others, show appreciation to others. And so the holiday time went quickly because of all of this work.
Sure. Of course, here we are still in the midst of the pandemic, so there's still plenty of need, but there's still plenty of opportunities too, right?
Well, this is it. I mean, you know, we have needed, Joe, to reinvent our programs as all over the country, different national service programs and local services have done it. I will say that elementary school tutoring, which is led by Chris Goldsmith in our office, has been at the cutting edge for national service because four school districts, starting in December, had gotten remote volunteering together, and it's very labor intensive. So we've gotten about 20 volunteers involved in four different schools with interfacing through the Google Meet platform, which most schools are using to go into breakout rooms with kids and help them with English and math. And I just got to take a little drink, Joe, excuse me.
Oh, sure. Perfectly understandable. It's curious, are these retired teachers, Robert, that are volunteering?
A good number of them. I'd say, 50% of them are. Others are lovers of children who were doing this in the classroom for many years that were willing to get instruction on Google Meet. And I've been the head Google Meet instructor for the school program. And, this has led us into developing more remote opportunities because it is really the future. Even when we do go back to normal, when you think about the aging population, disabled population, people that can't get around as much, how can we reduce their social isolation, number one, and how for those people that are up to the task, how can we increase their computer skills so that they can both be more gratified in their lives, learning Facebook, sharing with friends and family around the country or maybe other parts of the world, and perhaps even volunteer remotely. So this is what we got up our sleeves.
Yeah, right now. Talked about this before, and I think you're absolutely right that it's going to transcend, volunteering as well as the business world and things that we don't even know about yet, I'm sure. So it is, I think, one of the silver linings that's come out of this whole situation, is the greater need for interconnectivity and different ways to do that. And one of them in your office is Cyber Seniors, right?
You got the name. That's it. That's my big excitement right now. And what it is Cyber Seniors is an organization and a network that offers programming through the computer, through Zoom primarily, for older adults to increase their capacity on the computer in any way that they need, which is wonderful, while being focused in a classroom and then a one-on-one setting to learn and master the Zoom and Google Meet platforms. You know, Zoom is certainly the most popular and the most easily accessible that people know about, but Google Meet is accessible and easy too. Anybody with a Gmail account And even those that don't can access Google Meet, but those with a Gmail account can most easily access it. And that is the platform of choice for the school systems. So we will spend the first 2 weeks of the group trainings learning Zoom, the following 2 weeks learning Google Meet. So, you're bringing something up, I guess, the cyber seniors up at the top, for people to learn a little bit more as as I share. So I think the key things to mention are that we have received a federal supplemental grant for us to pay cyber seniors to train up to 100 volunteers over the next few months. We're going to have a series of start dates. The first start date is going to be the end of February. I could go into the details later. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I have so many thoughts of excitement going through my mind on this. But this is the basic structure. The first 4 weeks I've just described. Two group sessions on Zoom, two group sessions on Google Meet.
Okay.
The following month will be 4 1-hour weekly sessions of one-on-one, of where a mentor or tutor will go on the computer via probably Zoom to help the individual learn both anything they need to clarify on those platforms, as well as learn and ask questions about any of their computer needs.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Additionally, throughout that 8 week period and beyond, the learner, the older adult, can call an 800 number at any time and receive help on anything regarding their phone, their tablet, their laptop or desktop computer. You know, they may be wanting to clarify, oh, well, I'm trying on my iMac to learn a spreadsheet system. How do I do that? Or I might be learning Facebook or messaging on Facebook. Tell me about that. The tutors of this program are primarily college students.
I think that's great. That to pair up those generations, I think, is great, Robert. That's going to be, I think, an added benefit for both sides.
Right. And this is all through cyber seniors. And these are college students that are getting course credit for doing this.
Okay.
It's practical job experience too in working with others. And they are certainly trained and oriented to work with older adults. I say to everybody out there, do not be afraid of making mistakes, especially as we age with memory loss. You may say, oh, I'm going to forget all this anyway. Well, it's not true. You'll forget some of it. Mm-hmm. I forget some of it. You'll remember some of it. But as you get reinforced and say, oh, I'm going to call my tutor again to help reinforce, oh, I forgot how to do this, they will help you. Not only that, but that reinforcement can go on for an additional 4 to 6 months after the 2 month training. So they're really in it to support you realistically.
Yeah. And that relationship may even be at least equal to, if not a better benefit than learning all the technological skills too, you know, just to have a new relationship in your life for both the tutor and the volunteer.
Yes. And it's worth mentioning, it may be the case that while on the one-on-one Zoom sessions in the second month, you'll have the same person.
Okay.
But when you call in by phone, you will probably have different, different students helping you.
Yeah. So you're meeting new
very
people.
Willing. very, you could always say, oh, I really like Joe. Can you connect me to him? He may not be available.
Right.
But the point is, you know, you're gonna get the support. And in and of itself, this program meets many of our programming needs by reducing the social isolation of the participants.
Yeah.
But our big ask, our big hope is that many of the participants, after the 2 months, will be willing to go and be a once a week remote friendly visitor for an isolated adult for about 30, 40 minutes once a week. That will also be gratifying for the volunteer and for us, for our program. It'll add to our volunteer numbers during this time of COVID. Now, you know, COVID will end. We, you know, it's still going to be slow. We're looking forward. It couldn't happen fast enough, but realistically, it is going to take many, many months.
Yes.
These skills will still be of value. And, I would say for most older adults, and there have been people trained that are in their 80s and 90s.
That's great. Their
early 90s.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them for taking that leap and not being afraid. That's great.
Right. So our hope is that, you know, the people listening that sign up, we already have about 20 people signed up. And this is for the first phase in, you know, at the end of February. But we are going to have two more groups. Our goal is to train 100 people.
Oh, all right.
When this is all said and done, by the end of probably by the end of June, to have three new groups go through the 2 month training.
Okay.
But I will lastly add that some people that are a little more advanced might be then after this be available, be interested to be a remote school volunteer or a literacy volunteer.
Yes.
For, you know, English as a second language over Zoom. So, I mean, and there's another program I'd like to, you know,
yes,
review,
please. Sure.
You know, at some point in a few minutes. But, you know, separate than Cyber Seniors. But I just wanted to lay that out for you and your listeners, Joe, that it's, I think, a great opportunity. We will pay for you to go through this program. Now, one senior center director I brought this to said, oh, you're going to give the seniors a stipend? I said, sorry, no, we're not giving them the money, but we're giving the money on their behalf to Cyber Seniors.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, it's funny, you mentioned the senior centers. Most of them are closed, you know, unfortunately. So that just really adds to the social isolationism. Many times that was their only avenue to meet other people.
Right. And I just was off the phone with somebody saying, well, you know, I do what I need on, you know, on the computer. I'm not sure I need this program. I mean, she said, I just send emails. I surf the net. I said, do you go on Zoom? She said, well, they send me a link and I go. I said, well, do you know how to initiate a Zoom meeting? She said, no, I don't, but that's a good idea. I'd like to learn how to do that. I said, do you know how to add like photos to, you know, to emails or if you do chat? She said, no, I don't know how to do that. I said, it's fairly easy and they would show you how to do that too. She says, oh, wow, maybe this is a good thing for me.
There's always something. Before this pandemic, Robert, I had never even heard of Zoom. And I think that's the case with a lot of people too. You can learn it. You definitely can learn it.
Right. So that's Cyber Seniors. And if people want, since it's fresh, as people are listening, I want to invite any of you to call me, Robert Pearson, at 781-234-3445. That's my direct phone number. Please do call me by the first week of February if you are interested in learning more and getting involved with Cyber Seniors.
Okay. And is that the same number for folks who would like to receive the services too?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And hopefully we'll get you a bunch more people signed up by February.
Oh, well, if you're listening, I really hope you see the benefits. If you have doubts, call me. We'll work it through together to see if it, you know, if you can indeed benefit from it.
Sure. You mentioned the literacy program. That must be a challenging one to do over remote technology. That's, you know, you benefit from an interpersonal relationship, I think, with that. But it is possible, right?
It's very possible and very doable. We actually started getting involved with some English as a second language or English for speakers of other languages. Mm-hmm. There are distinctions, believe it or not, ESL and ESOL. We started getting involved in August with some that were doing kind of low level, some by telephone, mm-hmm. some by just practicing, very, you know, with a few resources, but a very loose program. What's coming up, actually, starting February 11th, which is a Thursday, anybody who thinks they might be interested would be invited to attend an orientation through Zoom for the Stoughton Library's literacy program.
Okay.
And we'll go into those details, but I will say that Stoughton Library has a very well-known for the area literacy program. Of course, they've thrived in the past with in-person volunteers, and it's taken them a couple months to do adequate planning because they are so thorough before, and now they're ready to launch. So we are hoping to find a good number of volunteers. They have about 80 adult students waiting. And these are individuals who live typically within the county that are wanting to improve their writing and speaking skills in English. So anybody who comes to that orientation and decides to join would then be involved in a 4 thank you for posting this up here so I remember exactly, Joe. They'll receive 6 2-hour group trainings before they're matched with an adult trainee. So this would happen over Zoom, and it would probably happen over 3 weeks or so. And you would be given specific trainings. You would be learning skills. What you need naturally is an enjoyment of people, an enjoyment of helping, and an appreciation for language, you know, an appreciation for speaking English and communicating, enjoying it. You know, some of you may be former teachers, some of you not, but if you just have a basic appreciation of Zoom, just, you know, even if you know how to click on a link,
that's right.
You know, that'll get you started. And if, you know, between the Stoughton Library and my program, we could help you brush up on some of your Zoom. You know, some people who go through Cyber Seniors after 2 months may find they're available or interested in this. But prior to Cyber Seniors starting, we are hoping to get a good group of individuals ready to get going February 11th.
All right. It's, you know, so much of this is just being able to push yourself a little bit outside of your comfort zone to learn these new things and try and get over the initial intimidation that you might feel, you know, and not be daunted by that. Because once, even if you go just baby steps, you know, one little step at a time, you learn something, one new thing per day of something, then you're that much further along. And before you know it, you're using, you know, remote webcams and remote microphones and remote lighting, and you're technologically savvy at that point.
Well, it's I'm very glad that you mentioned it in this way, Joe, because a lot of older adults, especially those, let's say, probably in their 80s and up, may say, and I support them, may say, you know, how I've been doing it, or I've done well with how I've done my life and communication. I don't need to learn this. Even some people in their 70s might say that, even some people in their 60s, but certainly as we are at the advanced ages, it There may be more barriers, but it is available, and it does take some courage to learn something new. But you will be supported, and kudos to you, especially if you decide to take a little risk and try it. It might even be a risk for you to come and go to the orientation of of this literacy program. You could say, I've heard enough. Yeah, I'm happy to go forward, or it's going to be a little too much for me. I don't want to do that.
Right.
But you may want to just put your foot in the water that way. So it's up to you. We have these opportunities for you, and it can enhance your life if used in moderate, meaningful ways. So we hope you'll consider it.
And as a wise professor said to me many, many, many years ago, it's not brain surgery. No one dies if you make a mistake.
Thank God.
Once again, Robert, if you could, your phone number for folks.
Yes. So again, my name is Robert Pearson, and I am the director of Norfolk County RSVP. My phone number is 781-234-3445. I am in the office on Tuesdays and Thursdays only due to the pandemic, but call me on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or even a weekend, and I will pick up your message. Just leave me your phone number in good time to reach you and call you back, and I will look forward to having a discussion with you.
Great. Well, I appreciate our discussion always.
Always, Joe. Thanks so much for having me back.
You're very welcome. And reach out anytime we can help. We're happy to do it.
Good. Everybody out there, have a great new year. We have a lot of reasons to be optimistic. I hope some of you are getting beginning to get your first vaccine shots. I got an email from somebody saying, oh, wow, in 5-6 weeks, they're going to let me loose on the world. So, it's like, but you're going to have to wear your face masks still for a while. But it's getting better, everybody. And God bless. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Bye-bye.